Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.
Time once again on 4HI for Q&A. The guru is in the seat. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Michael.
Now, Steve, this is something that I don't know. We haven't crossed before, really, but we have a listener who wants your opinion on the value of using FinTech as a financial planner.
Well, Mick, FinTech stands for financial technologies that are used and applied in the financial services sector, but more and more FinTech is coming to represent technologies that are disrupting traditional financial services, including mobile payments, money transfers, loans, fundraising, and asset management.
Steve, I've never heard of them.
Well, mate, FinTech, they've been around since 2008, but they've been growing exponentially ever since then. And man, look, they're now starting to have an increasing influence with small startups providing funding, mobile payments, money transfers, and they're generally making it easier than ever to start and run a business.
Okay, well, let's get back to our original question. Would you suggest using an entity like FinTech as a financial planner?
Definitely not, Mick. It's a bit like having a medical problem and visiting Dr. Google instead of your GP.
Why, Steve?
Well, Mick, you can have a computer program where you enter your financial details and be given a basic plan, but mate, we're not robots. We're all different with different problems, circumstances, and aspirations.
And so, Steve, the bottom line is people are better off getting individual advice rather than relying on a computer program.
Definitely, Mick. But I've had clients in the Central Highlands for the last 35 years, and it's sad that only about 20% of people have some sort of financial plan, and of those, only about 5 people in every 100 have an efficient plan.
All right, Steve, can you give me an example of a client who think they have a good financial plan, but in reality, it's not?
Yes, Mick, I've got a new client, 59 years of age. He intends retiring at 70. He's in a good job, solid income. He owns 2 residential investment properties and owes nothing on either of them. And he thinks that's efficient.
Well, all right, Guru, what would you suggest he could do to improve the efficiency of his portfolio?
Mick, easy. Buy another 2 properties for $500,000 each. He can use the equity in his existing properties. He can borrow 100% and finance principal and interest. He'd reduce his income tax liability on his existing properties, and he'd be having income from them to pay off the new ones.
Alrighty-o. I'll get this right, you know. We've been doing this a while. If he borrows 100% plus legal, stamp duties, etc., what would his equity be initially in the 2 new properties?
Well, actually, it'll be minus, Mick, because he's borrowed 100%. Plus he's borrowed his legals and stamp duty. So his equity would be minus $34,000.
Okay, let's look ahead a bit. What would his equity be in 10 years?
Mick, would you believe approximately $1.2 million? So in other words, he's using existing properties. He starts off with 0 equity, or actually minus 34. And in 10 years' time, he could create $1.2
million. Well, that's pretty handy. So Steve, by using income from his existing properties, he borrows 100% to buy 2 at 500K and creates $1.2 million extra in 10 years.
You're getting good at this, Mick.
Oh. I've been doing it a while with you, mate. Can we put this into simple terms, though?
Righto, Mick. In this region, there are many people whose income could be likened to a supercharged V8, but they're travelling down the highway in first gear.
I know some people who are in reverse gear, mate.
Mick, look, whoever you go to for information, they've got a bias to their product, which is not always in the client's interest.
Oh, hang on, mate. I know you've got a bias, and that's to the high-quality residential investments in Brisbane's North Corridor.
That's right, Mick. And a survey of clients' portfolios from a local accountancy period over a period of 15 years proved my strategy is superior to all others.
All right, that's a pretty big call. But apart from building a residential investment portfolio in the traditional manner, using either a deposit or equity, I see you're now doing a lot more with self-managed super funds.
Yes, Mick. If a client's interested in seeing me to build up a property portfolio in a self-managed super fund, I arrange the property, the builder, the finance, the property management, but I hand over the setting up of the self-managed super fund to my colleague, Peter Mondrell, and Pete, who's an accountant, and he's also a certified financial advisor.
So, mate, to get information, more information on this, Simply ring 4987 7567. Obligation free quote and time. You give your time for free as well.
Exactly, Mick.
And if you want to go on the net, Google it, Steve Taylor. It'll all be there in front of you. You hit the contact us button and everything you need to know about contacting Steve Taylor is there. And don't forget, go to the blog. You'll hear all this once again.
Thanks, Mick.
Cheers, buddy.
Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.